One of the mountain's newest legislators is Representative Kevin Corbin, a Republican of Macon County, who is by no means new to government. Before his victory for the District 120 seat, Corbin served for 20 years on the Macon County Board of Education, and 6 years as a county commissioner. He's eager to get to work, but the task he admits is a formidable one.
Very exciting new role, a lot to learn, I'll have to be honest with you, but it's fun, and I think we're going to have a good time representing the folks here in Western North Carolina.
Despite entering office as a Republican in the heavily red counties of Macon, Graham, Clay, and Cherokee, Corbin has a hard time describing himself politically.
You have to pick an issue. If you talk about public education, I'm very pro-public education. I believe in public education. So I believe it's one of the greatest investments that we can possibly make is in public education, our teachers, and the classroom. To some people, that would make me a moderate or a liberal.
However, when it comes to things like seatbelt laws, Corbin believes they should ultimately be a personal decision, making him a libertarian. But when it comes to finance, size of government, or regulation...
I'm very much a fiscal conservative, and I consider myself a conservative Republican, and also morally conservative. Some of my best friends are liberal Democrats, and we just agree to disagree on a few issues, and that's okay. I think we can do that.
Corbin says his Western North Carolina district has unique needs, which he plans to address. They include providing adequate funding for rural public schools. For instance, in Macon County, there are 3 high schools, but 2 of them, Nantahala and Highland Schools, are also K-12.
If you know anything about education, you understand that to run Nantahala School costs per student many times what it costs to do at Franklin High School, because you still provide the same courses, you still provide the same things, you're providing sports, you're providing all those things that you provide for those students, but you're providing it at a much lower census in that school. So it costs more per student.
And when there are only 4 or 5 students per class, like there are in many of the K-12 schools in his district, it's often up to county governments to foot the bill instead of the state.
I submit that we are handicapped because of that. And for that reason, I plan to introduce legislation to increase funding to counties who have K-12 schools.
As an endorsee of the Police Benevolent Association, Corbin also intends to introduce legislation protecting local law enforcement.
If you are an officer on the state level or federal, you're protected under the Whistleblower Act. If you report that one of your supervisors is doing something illegal, whether it has to do with money, whether it has to do with the function of their job, if you are that whistleblower, you're protected against being fired. And I didn't know that's not true for your municipalities or your counties.
But above all, Corbin intends to make constituent service his top priority in his first term.
When folks call from these far western counties, again, it's Macon County, Graham, Clay, and Cherokee, with issues that have to do with the state government, whether it be DOT, school system, or whatever it is, we're going to respond to that.
Corbin now serves on the House Appropriations, Education, and Insurance Committees, among others. For WCQS News, I'm Davin Eldridge.